Hi, and welcome to the third episode of Learn Icelandic Conversation. So here it's going to be like some difficult grammatical questions, but I'm mostly going to let you hear them. And then if you're interested, you can go to the description of this podcast episode. And there you can find more detailed descriptions of why you say as you say. So the conversation will be there in the description and some explanations. So you're mostly going to listen and learn here. So here we have a waiter or waitress, thjótn. So this word is like thjótn. So it's spelled with two N's, but that those two N's often create this dn sound. So it's thjótn, thjótn. I know it's tricky, but do your best. And the thjótn says, hvað má bjóða þér? What would you like to have, basically? Literally, it would be, what can I offer you? But, you know, it sounds more natural. It's not a typical way of saying, like, what would you like? Hvað má bjóða þér? And Sigrun says, ég ætla að fá eitt kaffi. I'm going to have one coffee. Ætla að fá. So, ætla is often used for something that you want to do or want to have or something. So, ég ætla að fá. I want to have eitt kaffi. One coffee. Og eitthvað með því. Something with it. So, eitthvað is something með því with it. Þjótn. Já, hvað langar þig í? So, langar is to want something. Hvað langar þig í? What do you want? Here, you don't say ég langa, but you say mig langar. So, it's kind of a you change from the nominative to accusative or dative sometimes, like mér finnst og mig langar, when it's, my best explanation would be that it's something sort of out of your control. It's just something that your mind wants, but you don't have so much control over it. So you just, this is something I want. Mig langar í. So mig langar í göngutúr, I want to go for a walk. I feel like I want to go for a walk. And then it's mér finnst. Mér finnst húsið flott. I think that the house looks nice. So it's like, it's your feeling, something that it's just part of your personality and it's not something you decide. It's just how you think or how you feel that particular moment. That's the best explanation I can give. So it's not ég langar í, but mig langar í. Therefore, the thjótn, he or she says, hvað langar þig í? Then the thjótn says, við erum með kleinur og snúða. So við erum með, we have, kleinur og snúða. So kleinur is a kind of Icelandic sweet bread. And snúður is also like a cinnamon bun, for example, a bun. So kleinur og snúða. So kleina is singular, kleinur, plural. And then snúður og snúðar in plural. Sigrun says, ég fæ mér bara eina kleinu með. It's like, I'm just going to go for one kleina with it. Ég fæ mér bara. So, ég fæ mér. It's like, I give to myself, basically. So, ég fæ mér eina kleinu. I'm going to have one kleina. Þjótn says, okay, flott. Okay, good. Það gera þá 1500 krónur. So, that will be 1500 krónur. 1500 krónur. And Sigrun says, sjálfsagt, of course. Sjálfsagt. Gjörðu svo vel. There you go. So there you go. Gjörðu svo vel is kind of a tricky thing to say. But do your best. Gjörðu svo vel. And then the thjótn says, takk fyrir. Thank you. Hér er kleinan. Here's the kleina. So that's easy. Hér er kleinan. And then the thjótn says, so kem ég með kaffið eftir smá stund. Then I'll bring you the coffee after a little while. So kem ég með kaffið eftir smá stund. So here we have, for example, kaffi, and then ég kem með kaffið. It's when it's like a movement that you bring something, kaffið. But then you could say, viltu eitthva með kaffi nu? Then it's dative, like you want something with your coffee. So when with is a stronger connection, you could say, then you have dative. So dative is more kind of a placement or stronger connection. Accusative is often about movement. So a simple one is, ég fer inn í húsið, I'm going into the house, accusative for hús, and then ég í húsinu, I'm in the house, then you have dative, because you're placed there, and you're not moving into it. But I'll write this down in the description, so if you want to practice it further, you can look at the description and find simple grammatical explanations there, as well as the conversation itself, if you want to read it while you listen to it. So finally, I think we should practice that you try to order, basically. So you're going to say, Ég ætla að fá einn kaffi. I want to have one coffee. So I start. Góðan daginn, hvað má bjóða þér? Exactly. Ég ætla að fá einn kaffi. And then I say, if you ask if you want something more, and then you say, you'll say, Nei, kaffi fínt. Which means like, just coffee is fine. So, bara kaffi fínt. Or kaffi fínt. So I say, viltu eitthvað meira með því? Exactly. Kaffi fínt. Ekkert meira. Nothing more. And then I'll say, it's 800 kronor. And you say, you try to say, hér eru 800 kronor. Gjörðu svo vel. So here are 800 kronors. There we go. So I'll say, ok, það gera þá 800 kronor. Exactly. Hér eru 800 kronor. Gjörðu svo vel. And then I'll just say, takk fyrir. Yeah, so just listen to it again and try again if it's difficult. I know it's difficult. So you can also have the text in front of you before you read it. And I'm gonna have a pretty good description so you can find some help for each episode. So you're not left in the dark. Yes, thank you for listening to the third episode of Learn Icelandic Conversation.